Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday, and we're back with Santosh Balasubramanian, and we're talking about stream analytics. You've got the best demos. You brought me a Raspberry Pi in the last episode. What do you have going here? I see things flying by right now.
So now what I want to talk about is when you get streaming data into the system, right? I showed you about how I can do threshold-based alerting on the streaming data. For example, temperature, humidity, and things. But what happens when I don't want to set thresholds? I have a machine learning model behind, and I want to be able to call that machine learning model with my streaming data.
Right.
So what I have going on the screen is actually something like that. What I have is I have a small console app that I've written, which goes to the Twitter. This is actually the live Twitter data, which is coming on IoT. And I'm basically saying, right now in Twitter, what are people asking about IoT or writing about IoT?
Okay.
And this is a 1% stream of Twitter which comes through. You see in this, there is some text which is coming in.
Right.
There are things like created at, you know, what language it is. What you don't see is the sentiments.
Right, is it positive or negative?
Exactly. However, what you see on this screen is a live sentiment dashboard. You're basically seeing positive, neutral, negative sentiments which is flowing in. This does have IoT. I mean, I'm not lying. This really is the exact same time UTC, so hence.
Right.
But these are actually the live tweets, and you're seeing sentiments moving on the score. So how are we doing this? How are we taking this tweet and then scoring against it? For this, again, we are going to use Azure Stream Analytics. What I have is Azure Machine Learning allows you to create a model and then be able to operationalize the model in what is called the request response endpoint. So this is a web service endpoint which is given to you. I am taking the data which is coming from my Twitter and pushing this data into an Event Hub. Would you believe me if I say for going from Event Hub to this live dashboard, it's one line of SQL?
Seriously?
Yes. So let me show you what that line of SQL is. It is basically this.
Select text and then the sentiment of the text from the input for English.
Exactly. And text as
and
you
And the
could,
output is a Power BI.
Yeah. And the text, as you can see, is this text, which is right here, right?
And how is sentiment just something that's available to you?
No. So this is the power that we are doing. So sentiment, think about it like a user-defined function.
Right.
It's a user-defined function which says, what is the web service endpoint for the analytics model, the sentiment analytics model? What is the API key for that sentiment analytics model? So we are actually creating an ability for you to be able to define this user-defined function which maps to that web service endpoint. And then using Stream Analytics, we take each of your text, we send it to the sentiment model, and this is how we are able to score each of the text, get the data back, push it to an output, which is a Power BI output. And in this, after you do this, you don't write to need to write any code. All you do is you Sorry, I went to the wrong dashboard.
There we go.
But in this dashboard, I'm going back here. In this dashboard, as you're seeing, as in when I am getting my sentiment, I'm able to score it. And in real time, you're seeing the score of it.
Now, the Stream Analytics system is calling that custom, like you called it a user-defined function kind of thing.
Yeah.
What if it's not performant to make this call?
So these are some of the things that we will give you tools in order to see how performant is this call which is happening. And also the Azure Machine Learning web service endpoint can be scaled. And it has some forms of scaling in it. So Stream Analytics will allow you to scale. Azure Machine Learning endpoint will allow you to scale as well. And this is how when we make the call out, you can scale out the call as well as get the results back. And the customer can easily see where are the choke holes? How do I actually improve my models? How do I actually increase more streaming units in Azure Stream Analytics?
So you've got Stream Analytics. You've created that custom function that is calling into a machine learning model that you defined as well. And then you made a dashboard. You didn't have to write this website. It was all done for you. You're just snapping Lego pieces together from Arduinos to Raspberry Pis to Twitter.
And this is in SQL.
And you're doing it in SQL.
Yeah.
And There's no C-sharp hidden here.
No C-sharp hidden here. So one other thing which I thought I could show you is I'd shown you the sensors. This is the same sensor tag sensor.
Right, the TI sensor tag, the weather data.
Exactly. In these sensors, when the data is coming into the system, you see here there is an Azure ML humidity anomaly detected.
Hmm.
This is happening through an anomaly detection model in which I'm not setting up the thresholds for alerts which is happening. So what we are doing here is we are taking the sensor data, we take a history of the sensor data, pass it on to this machine learning model the same way, and we basically say, does the machine learning model detect an anomaly within that history of data? If it does, then give me an alert.
And it decides based on historical, is it a window, or how does it decide something's
anomalous? So what we are doing in here is, we will have another SQL command where I can say, send the humidity for the sensors in a tumbling window of 30 seconds to this model, anomaly detection model. And it basically gets the data from that history. It is able to figure out using algorithms like Martingale's algorithms, what is the anomaly which has been created, or is there an anomaly which is there, and we get the result back, which we can actually show in a dashboard like this.
So things like this, I mean, you could go from seismic models, scientists could use this, companies could use it to manage their buildings, not just from the humidity aspects, but all aspects of everything.
Exactly.
Movement around the building, are doors being opened at inappropriate times. I mean,
you could
the
use
possibilities are endless.
Exactly. And what we are doing with Azure Stream Analytics and machine learning is really trying to make it easier and easier for the engineers who are creating stream analytics queries and logic to connect with their data scientists who have created these models. Currently, we are working with sentiment analytics and anomaly detection models. Mm-hmm. And you can go to this blog, which is there in the Stream Analytics blog, and you can sign up. You can understand what we are doing and sign up for being in our private preview.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also going to open up the ability for you to create your own custom models, host it in your own Azure ML endpoints, as well as score it using Stream Analytics.
Mm-hmm. And right now, we're at the Stream Analytics blog on MSDN, and this is where I can get all this code that you've just shown.
Yes.
So we can make you can make this right now.
Exactly. As soon as you sign up and we approve you.
Okay. And the improvements are made based on what?
The main things that we are looking for is customers who have real use cases.
Like
that
you're really interested.
Exactly. I've shown you this working with demos. Mm-hmm. We really want customers who want to go to production so we can look at those scale kind of questions that you were asking before.
Very cool. So if you've got really cool and interesting things that you think you could build with machine learning, Stream Analytics, plug those things in. Check that out on the Stream Analytics blog. We're learning all about how these things fit together on Azure Friday.